From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an attack in Pakistan. A gun and bomb attack on Bacha Khan University in the Pakistani town of Chersada Wednesday left at least 20 people dead and many wounded. A military spokesman says 18 students and two university staff are among the dead. Troops gunned down four attackers. There are conflicting statements about the Taliban, about its involvement in the attack. Afghan officials say a suicide car bomb blast near the Russian embassy in Kabul has killed at least seven people. Police say the attack targeted a minibus carrying the production staff of an Afghan television channel. Several employees of Tolo TV were among the dead. The Taliban claimed responsibility. Russian officials say there were no injuries among its staff at the embassy. A United Nations delegation flew to Burundi Wednesday to urge the government and the opposition to begin talks. It is the second time the Security Council has sent a delegation to Burundi in less than a year, a clear indication of its growing concern about the escalating bloodshed in the country. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power is part of the delegation.
Things have gotten a lot worse just even in the last few weeks in terms of the economic situation as well as in terms of killings. And so our main message to him is going to be, you know, at what point are you going to start to accept the appeals of the international community?
The violence was sparked by President Pierre Nkurunziza's bid for a third term in office. Falling oil prices, China's economic slowdown, and a pessimistic outlook for the overall global economy this year have sparked another sell-off of stocks on global markets. U.S. indexes fell 3.4% or more in Wednesday's afternoon trading. This is VOA News. The United Nations foresees a slight improvement in world economic growth over the next 2 years. Lisa Schlein reports.
The world economy grew by a mere 2.4% in 2015. UN economists say they expect a modest improvement over the coming 2 years, with global growth reaching 3.2% at the end of next year. The UN's joint report predicts growth in developed economies will continue to gain momentum this year, surpassing 2% for the first time since 2010. It says developing and transition economies are expected to do even better, with growth rates reaching 4.3% in 2016 and 4.8% in 2017. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met in Switzerland Wednesday. Kerry pressed Russia to use its influence to get Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to allow humanitarian aid to all Syrians in need. The meeting took place at a time of heightened concern that Monday's scheduled start of the United Nations-mediated talks on a political transition in Syria is in jeopardy. There is widespread disagreement over which opposition groups should take part in the UN talks. Legislation restricting America's acceptance of refugees from Syria and Iraq failed in the Senate Wednesday. The vote came after passionate debate about U.S. security needs and the nation's long history as a destination for the oppressed. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says about 1% of visitors to the U.S. last year remained in the country after they were supposed to leave. According to data the department released Tuesday, some 45 million visitors arriving by air or sea during the year, and all but 416,500 exited the country. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has announced a meeting of 26 ministers in Brussels in 3 weeks to discuss military operations against Islamic State militants. Earlier, Carter said he wanted to tell his counterparts from France, Australia, Germany, Italy, Britain, and the Netherlands how to speed up the effort. U.S. government scientists reported Wednesday that last year's temperatures on average were the warmest ever recorded. Deke Arndt is a U.S. scientist.
2015 compared to the long-term record was more than a degree and a half Fahrenheit warmer than the 20th century average, which is quite a bit.
The U.S. Weather and Space Agency say temperatures recorded in 2015 were the highest in 136 years of record keeping. Scientists say the increased temperatures are the result of the buildup of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.